Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see. Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Simply look around and you to remember the time when we were one with the sun and all the joy that we had, 'cause in our hearts we were one. The point was focused on us and we enjoyed this dream, in and out of our will, saturated efficiency. People come down, we are preparing to be with you again. Star people come down, we are preparing to be with you again. We've been missing the point of who we are and why we came. And as this reality deceives us, we get caught and lose our aim. We get in the way of ourselves.
We get in the way of ourselves. We've forgotten just how to just be, allowing our thoughts to just flip back and forth. Is it time to wake up into this dream? To truly be free? Welcome back to the playground of life, the play experience. I am Ambassador Sophira, and I am one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and all love. The tune you just heard was Fertile Ground. And it's a piece called Star People. Truly wonderful piece. And before that, riding high on our theme for this month, it's Pure Imagination by my good friend George Skourilis. You can find his music on evzonemusic.com. That's E-V as in Victor, zonemusic.com. Fertile Grounds music you can find on blackoutstudio.com. Welcome. We have such an exciting month talking about imagination, riding that pure imagination into the heart, into this massive measure of love that we all are. Can I hear you? Can I hear your sound? What do you sound like? How far will you go? Will you allow your imagination to flow? Is your sound strong enough to be felt in massive measure around the world? Is the resonance, the rhythm, the harmony of who you are enough for you to syncopate us all into harmony and balance? Are you willing to take this massive step into alignment with your good? Are you willing to allow your imagination to take you as far? I can't say as far as you can go, because you can keep going. There is no end. Everything you do in your life comes from how much imagination you're willing to allow in this present moment. Because you do it anyway. You create with what your thoughts are thinking anyway. It's all the same. We keep coming back to the same point. It's 360 degrees. How will you create today with your sound, with your gift of imagination? So we're gonna bring on the playground right now someone who is very powerful. I met him, had the pleasure of meeting him in Denver last summer, and what I noticed most about him was he was a person who does go into the heart of imagination. The heart of imagination, I said it. Because in there, you can create anything. Your resonance, when he walks in a room, the energy shifts. Because in his heart, in his imagination, the way he comes forward, it's just so real. And you'll get to see. He works with sound. He works with events. But I'm just gonna bring him to the mic and let him tell you about Kifunga Ma'at. Welcome to the show, my brother.
Thank you, dearest sister. How are you today?
Yes, I am doing excellent. I am so happy to have you here on the playground of life. So I always have one question, and so I just want to throw this question right at you right now. Who is Kifunga Ma'at? Who is Kifunga Ma'at? I love the name. It has such a ring to it.
Well, Kifunga Ma'at, just, I'm one of the umbrellas that's here in the Mile High City, keeping things in the proper perspective.
Uh-huh.
You know, really just working hard on not being distracted with all of the distractions that there are. Hmm. I keep it real simple. I keep it real simple.
Hmm. And how do you, on a daily basis, how did you emote, or I should say, how do you ride that wave of imagination in your life as who you are? You know, because I introduced you as someone who I saw, you know, I mean, it's just the energy of what you actually exude around people and for people. Everyone are vibing. They are totally vibing with it. So it's your work that you do. I see that you actually, in everything you do, you are having to create mostly. But tell us a little bit about what you do, and the audience will get a little bit just of that.
Okay, well, I own an event management company called Tribe Inc., and we manage large and small-scale public and private events. A lot of the work that we do revolves around outdoor festivals. So, you know, in the spirit of being imaginative, you can pretty much guess that when you're dealing with special events, there are a lot of anomalies that show up that aren't foreseen. So, you know, it's imperative to stay on your toes and really be able to, for lack of a better term, problem solve. So when these situations arise, I don't look at them as being problems. They're more of, you know, can I figure out a more imaginative way to make this be complete? So I take on it, you know, take it from that perspective, from bad weather to missing supplies, or to, you know, even if someone, you know, a staff member doesn't show or there's an injury, you know, you just have to be creative in the way you deal with things. And knowing that, you know, I am creative in that endeavor, I kind of don't, I don't freak out, because it's always going to work itself out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that's pretty much the, you know, the avenue that I take.
Mm-hmm. And so in terms of imagination, when you're also working with voiceovers, working with talking books, with children's books, is that correct?
Well, it's not only children's book. It's a variety of books. So it can be fiction, nonfiction, adult, teen, young adult. It could be anywhere from vampires to whatever whatever it is. But you know because, you know, books are, their genres are so all over the place nowadays with genres,
right,
of books. But, you know, dealing with the talking book population and doing books on tape, it's really interesting when you're doing books on tape, because the work that we do is for the blind and visually impaired through the Library of Congress. So we really have to be able to communicate to the listener what they're not able to visualize in with their eyes. They have to create those environments within their mind. So when you're dealing with voiceovers, being able to communicate with different characters, so you have to be able to have, you know, a little bit of range in order to give the listener the idea that, oh, this is a new person speaking, this is a new woman, this is a new man, and then having the capacity to, as a narrator, to remember the voices of your character, so when they come back up, the listener can go back and say, oh, that was Kathy, that was her, yeah, she is going through her thing. And, you know, that's one of the beauties of doing audio work, is that you're not being told what you should visualize through someone else's eyes, you have an opportunity to create the situations, the scenes, the what the character is going to look like in your mind. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, we're missing is being able to just, you know, close out and not give and not be given the visual where we can close our eyes and create that environment or those people for ourselves.
That's right. That's right. And you know, it's just so many things in what you said. I was trying to just give the space because I get so excited sometimes. Yeah. So, you know, when you started out and you were talking about, you know, the events, and, you know, I really wanted to talk about, bring that in because, you know, the everyday life, but we're talking about everyday life. We're not talking about something that's way out there when we're talking about imagination. We're talking about what has been shut down for most of us from a societal basis from a young age because it's always been labeled as something as, oh, that's not real, when imagination is the reality of what is true. And so the illusion of everything that we live through, which is purposeful, this illusion, all of this illusion is purposeful. And so it bringing us back to the imagination and dealing with the events and dealing with anything that can pop up, and I've seen you do it, anything that could come up at a moment's notice, and you have to really go into that creativity. You have to go into that mind's eye. You have to go to another place and not panic. I've seen you. I've watched you, and in that, you know, okay, what's next? Okay, what's the next project? Okay, so what's and that's a beautiful gift. And so then you brought it around to what you do. I mean, I just get all chills because I'm thinking about what you do for the blind and the visually impaired, and the idea that, you know, I think you were saying something to me about how if that person, what if they got to see one day? They wouldn't have, I mean, just the fact that their imaginations were just being, really created. You were really being able to bring it out to them what it is that you wanted to get across with this, you know, with this this story that you're telling, you know, and
right.
Being able to share what it is that you have for them, being in character, creating the whole story for them, and they get they're getting it. I mean, I'm just tell us more about that. That is just absolutely
well. That's awesome. Interesting that you had brought that up because, you know, if there happened to be a time or a space where all of a sudden they were able to see, one of the first things that I believe they would say is, that is not the way I pictured it.
I didn't want to say
that would be, you know, that's how I believe they would say, you know, that's not how I viewed it or envisioned it, or even taking that imagination a little bit deeper, because if, in fact, it is a representation of point of view, because a lot of times when we are exposed to things, even in conversation, and everybody wants to have their point of view, no one can even imagine another person's point of view because it's their vision is the only thing that matters. So then we have that as a complicative piece when we're dealing with imagination because we can't imagine someone else's point of view because it's only
right.
Our point of view, our vision is what matters. So now we're not even receptive or open enough to see another person's imagination or point of view.
Mhm. Mhm. And I view imagination as our own special how far we can actually go in seeing and expressing even after seeing, you know. So the whole idea of bringing it forward and delivering it out. Because being able to see something and imagine it and there's no manifestation of it is kind of like a dud, if you will. It's like it's not getting to the true orgasm, you know. And speaking of orgasm, you know, you would say I also know that you deal something with black erotica. Is that, how does that play into your imagination?
Well, a lot of times, you know, well, when I was mentioning that black erotica piece, you know, I really would love to put some of these, do some audio production on black erotica, because we've even ran into, you know, I've even worked on 50 Shades of Grey. We had to do a narration for 50 Shades of Grey. And although her content was exactly what was to be expected, you know, there are certain realms where as a narrator and as an audio engineer, you know, dealing with certain clients, you have to stay within certain parameters. So, you know, I got it. I understand that piece. With black erotica, though, I think that there's a niche where we can take black erotica and really give it more than just the voiceover in character. A lot of times we forget about settings. We forget about the little intricacies and nuances that build the vision.
It's like what? Just, what do you mean?
Well, like the sound of a waterfall, or if there's a scene in the writing where they're walking through an alley and, you know, the narrator is just basically narrating the piece and then the character comes in. However, they might say you're walking through an alley and you're saying, okay, alley, but there's not the production behind it where you can where you can actually visualize this alley. I remember when I was younger, one of my favorite albums was Br'er Rabbit. And just being able to sit in my room and listen to Br'er Rabbit was phenomenal, because you don't have TV. Even in the early days of Foley and the beginning of radio, where people would just come and congregate in front of the radio, and they set the entire scene from sound to narration to characters, and you really got an opportunity to experience that piece. That's what I would love to bring to Black Erotica, is that piece where if you're sitting there, you're fully engaged. You're not passively engaged. You're actively engaged in it because you're wanting to know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You want to see what's going to happen. A lot of times we still can't just close our eyes and just be there. We'll close our eyes, but we won't travel as far as we're possibly able to. Mm-hmm. And so with Black Erotica, being able to bring that to the forefront, and even for the children, you know, even for the children, with everything going to our tablets and iPods and phones and, you know, with this digital medium, kids still are visual. However, there is a window for them to just be able to close their eyes and listen and view it.
But you're not talking about black erotica. You were talking about just anything that, like,
yeah,
we're
just,
rabbit.
Yeah, just anything. Yeah, I mean, not black erotica for children. No, no, no. I'm just speaking even for children's books. You know,
I know,
even for children's books.
I just wanted to make it.
Let's clarify that. Let's clarify that. It's like, we are not going there. let's go ahead and make sure we got that cleared up. I don't want nobody saying nothing. Don't come knocking on my door.
It's all good here on the playground. They know what it is. So, we're going to take a break in a second, but that is really powerful, because I've heard of it, but it's like listening to you speak about it. It gave it a whole nother light, and I feel your energy, and I want to talk about how you got into that, and wanting to do that, and also I want to expand a little bit more about, when you were talking about radio in the beginning of the days. So we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back on the other side, and we'll continue this wonderful conversation about Black Erotica.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Usually when we talk about relationships, we're more inclined to just think of our interactions with loved ones, coworkers, neighbors, or people in general. However, if we take a good look at life and the world around us, we will realize that life is a relationship, and we're all relating on the ship called life. No matter where you go, what you do, you're always having a relationship with something or someone, and we have a relationship with everything that exists. Our relationship to everything keeps us alive, and our existence on Earth is the ultimate relationship. All of creation is in relation. Join me on Bicycle Fear with Life Relationships Intensive. We will cover the family experience, romantic experience, life experience, and the health experience. For more information or to register, go to ombasa.com/events. That's ombasa.com/events. Looking for you there.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
And we're back. I'm here with my good friend, Kifunga Ma'at. I am so happy to have him here on the playground with me. Welcome back, Ki.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes.
Have a good time.
I know, that's right. We always do, don't we? So
Listen, before I go back to the black erotica, I like that rolling off my tongue. So
I bet.
Anyway.
Look out.
Okay. Here we go. So, radio, you know, when you talked about radio, you know, it's so interesting because both of us are in the radio, you're in the radio, and I want you to tell us a little bit about that. But it's like when you think about that time and you think about, you remember when they did that, what was the one that they did and it scared everybody because they thought the world was coming to an end? And it was told or said that particular piece was War of the Worlds. I think it was War of the Worlds, and there was it was said of recent times that was given to them by, you know, star people or such. But at any point that they were able to bring that to such a reality without images,
right.
Okay? Without any images. It wasn't television scaring them. You know what I'm saying? So the whole
idea it was their imagination being brought alive.
Yes. People, in other words, they were able, by someone telling the story and speaking and saying everything, they were brought to that place of being able to see what it is that the producers wanted them to say. And the fear, mm-hmm. it was so alive. It was just like as if they were watching television, which makes me think about, well, then if it's not just the images on television that can steer you to imagine something, and it's the word sound, the strong sound of another, then it's anything that inside of ourselves can steer us to another place. We need to really start looking at how much we give that power to others, that power of the mind, in terms of how sound our mind is, how strong our mind is in terms of being led that way. Because it's one thing for us to imagine something into existence that we want to have, and it's another thing that for someone else to imagine something for us, you see? So it's a very powerful, and I seem to remember you saying something to me the other day recently about you wanting to take it back to that time, you know, because it's one thing, it's a beautiful thing to, did you tell me something about you wanted to bring people back to that time of radio where you could positively give them something? It was very powerful thought.
Yeah, it's more about bringing people back to that level of imagination, because during that time there were two very during that time there were two people or two parts that helped steer that level of imagination. For one,
mm-hmm.
you have to look at the storyteller.
Okay.
Now the storyteller and the writer, okay, their imaginations, them wanting to convey stories, you know, and getting people to be one with the story, that was one part of the pie. And then you have the producers and the engineers, or the guys that did what at that time was called Foley. So those are your sound effects people. You know, and for them, you know, backstage or behind the scenes, you have to convey an entire different message. So anytime you're doing sound effects, especially with radio and with TV, radio to me was a lot more profound, because you're there. You don't know what people are going to say. You don't know what people are going to think. All you can do is have them imagine being in that space. So if somebody is walking or the horse is galloping, you've got three guys in a room saying, how do we make this sound? How do we make this sound of a horse galloping? And so they're sitting there with coconut shells on a table, and they're clop, 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 clop. And then people are sitting there going, wow, did you hear that horse? You know, and they're getting engaged. But I think the thing that really made the parents get engaged is when they're sitting in front of this radio, and their children are like almost so close to the radio, they're sitting in the speaker, and they're getting these vibrations coming from these sounds, because all they can do is imagine. There's nothing visual. This is my imagination. I hear a horse, but guess what? My sister hears a horse too, but her horse might be white and mine might be brown. But we're having our own moment, creating our own visualization of what we are interpreting for ourselves. Now, when you come to TV, they've already told you what you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
They're already telling you what to do. But with audio, you have a stronger chance of being more creative and imagining to a deeper depth than you would just watching.
That's right.
Because all you can do is close your eyes and center yourself and tap in to that imaginative state that is being portrayed through your audio.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I love about that piece. That's what I love about, you know, listening. And plus, when you have that narrator and those characters, yes, we all fall in love with our favorite soaps and nighttime specials and CSI characters. We have that. But we can't watch that in our – we can watch it, but not while we drive. We have to pull over, and then we can watch it on our phone.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're in a space to where we're in a society to where all we do is watch, we don't even create space to listen. And that's why there's this whole movement for meditation. Listen to yourself. Listen to what's being told to you. So we're completely taken out of the loop of listening. And I think, you know, for me, audio is one of those strongest forms of communication that gets people to kind of to actually just stop and center themselves.
Yes. And you're an audio engineer, right?
Right.
Yeah, and I say it's spoken like a true one, isn't it? True, you work in it. So the thing for me too is that, you know, you're right. You said the M word, meditation. I'm not gonna go that way right now. I want to stay right here where we are with this imagination that you're talking about with the radio and just because this is the practicality part of life. What we're talking about, how imagination is. It is deep. It still goes deep, though. It still goes deep in on a spiritual realm as above, so below. It's still dealing with that because when you think about in the car, like you said, and you can go out. And I believe it was last year. I was up north. I was doing some work up north, and I was I think I was in Connecticut or New York, and they did have a station, and I had not heard of any station before that had actual stories on it, you know. They were actually telling stories. I mean, it was just like listening to like a play or something on the radio, and I was so infatuated by that. And I mean, even some of the stories were like, you know, they were like not really, they weren't really good, you know, they were boring to me, kind of, sort of, but the fascination was
the fact that they did it.
And that it was stimulating my imagination still, even though it wasn't like a story that was really, you know, like a humdinger. It wasn't like, anyway. So, but that's really a powerful, that's a powerful medium to really bring back. And I really am right there with you. When you do bring it back, I will be right there riding on the wave of that, because that is very powerful. That is really powerful.
And you know, there's this peace that's always, you know, that goes around to, you know, if you really want to see imagination, or you want to see, you know, how someone is thinking, especially when it comes to TV and or more the visual means. And I'm not going to get into advertising and marketing people, because they have a whole other thing to where you say, well, that was a creative ad.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Somebody took it there.
But that's what we're talking about. Yeah, we're talking about practicality. We're talking about all of that today. You know, it's like it's because you want to bring this right there for everyone to see about imagination. You know, is that it's
mm-hmm.
all there. So go ahead.
You're right. Because, you know, imagination has several levels. Some people are just more imaginative than others. You know, but everybody has a level. Some have it extreme, and some have it on a, you know, on a smaller scale. A friend of mine, we were having this conversation about Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we were watching and checking out Harry Potter, and we were just, you know, we had a conversation about the author's imagination and how, you know, to be able to have an imagination to have so many different characters and so many different situations and circumstances within that was, to me, phenomenal. Now, one of the things that I had a hard time with is when the Harry Potter novels first came out, a lot of blacks would not let their children watch it. You know, and they was like, why wouldn't you? Well, because we don't believe in witches and warlocks. And they saw it on such a surface level. And I said, look at the imagination and the creativity that went into this. You know, I said, I have a hard time understanding you allow them to be princesses and fairies and Spider-Mans and superheroes. There's no difference in creativity, because creative is creative.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Creative
That's
is
right.
creative. Now you want to try to separate who, you can be creative, you just can't be that creative. But you can be this creative over here.
And I don't even know if they're saying don't be that creative as much as they're allowing their fear to take over in terms of wanting to control the illusion. Because the illusion is still the illusion. It's still the illusion. It's still the illusion. It's still there's still this illusion that everybody's buying into. Okay, this is your illusion. You want to buy that. This is your illusion. You want to buy into that. No. We're not going to buy into that illusion. You can't go over there and use your imagination. You can't go over there and watch that and be taken into that illusion. I want you to stay in my illusion over here. So it's more about that than it is that they don't think it's creative, because they know that it's creative.
Oh, no, they know it's creative.
They definitely saw the creativity. And you know, so this particular play is passionately loving, appreciating you. And it's all about how we do that on a daily, moment to moment basis. And being able to decide, choose for ourselves. You know, you mentioned it just fleetingly about meditation, and that being a way for people to really focus in, to really be one of the people who is more imaginative or creative. Because when you see most musicians and people that of that sort, they're in the zone most of the time. It's hard to fit into the societal roles of things because they're in that God zone most of the time. And then so people go, oh, wow. But then, oh, yeah, but they're a loser. You know, if they don't get that break, Yeah, that break that makes them the six figures plus, then they are they're losers, you know. So and then they have
that comes back to you know, saying what really what defines you as a success. You
That's
know,
right.
It's like well, because like you said, just because. You know, if you don't have that six figure, you don't have this, and you don't have that, that does not make you successful. However, just because you make six figures working at a job that you say you love, that doesn't make you successful, because that is probably only because you've done that, but that's not what your passion is. Anybody that can do their passion and sustain a lifestyle that is in alignment to their being, they're the biggest successes out there.
That's right.
Because
that's
some
right.
people can't
that's
do
right.
that. Some that's people right. are fearful of doing that. I won't say fearful. They're just not, they just don't, they've never imagined themselves doing that.
And that is exactly why we are here right now. We're here to stimulate the thought in any profession you're in anything you're doing, about how to work with imagination, you know, in your
mm-hmm.
life, and allow imagination to lead in your life, not for you to actually be a follower of anyone else's imagination, but to allow the imagination in your life to make that light of God show brightly, you know. And so I wanted to get back. I only got just one more minute, but I wanted to get back to what would relationships, when you were talking about erotica, it's like, what would relationships be like if people begin to use more imagination in it? It's not so much just the sexual aspect of it, but just the relationship, romantic and otherwise. What would they be like if people, I'm going to give you that, 30 seconds.
if relationships took on more of an imaginative and creative role, then I think that wouldn't put boundaries on how people view and what they think they should be doing in a relationship. They would allow that relationship to be able to grow and nurture on its own, and they would be able to put forth more creativity into stimulating that relationship. Sometimes some people's imagination is so far fetched that it might scare somebody. You know, I can't do that.
Right. Well, but if people allowed, so you're saying if people allowed the space for people to go wherever, where no man or woman has gone before, they would have a boundless and boundaryless relationships.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I told you it was going to go fast. Didn't I tell you? I told you it was going to go and leave us and gallop like that coconut down the street. So that means only one thing, that you're going to have to come back, and we'll just have a whole show about erotica. How about that?
That would be awesome, and I would love to delve into that, because that's a whole other thing, and especially when you want to be when you want to use your imagination and be creative, how do you do that through erotica without being seen as the one?
Okay. Well, I want to be the one. So we're going to go out with that. We're going to go out with Godlight. I'm going to dedicate that to you, and it's by Troy Holm. And if anyone wants to get that, it's troyholm.com. So, my brother, Kafunga Ma'at, I love you. I bless you.
Thank you, love.
I thank the Creator for you. And may the God's light always follow you and be you. I'll talk to you later. Much love.
Ashe.
All right. Well, y'all heard it. We got the real point, practical point of view from my friend, Kafunga Ma'at. He has an event company. He does work with audio engineering and voiceovers. I mean, a powerful perspective. And I'm really appreciative for him for being with us on the playground today. Next week, we're going to have George Gorillas, and I'm going to be looking for you on the playground. Be here or be square. Much love. Mbasa out.
Some say they want my soul. All of this doom and gloom is getting kind of old. See, life is precious, gone in a flash. You better learn to celebrate it while it lasts. See, I don't know what you've come to do, but I'ma live my life until my life is through. Flow, shed this light, let it glimmer on those. When it all falls, let it simmer on hope. Just yesterday, I was blue holding in my head. Living in a world with so much death, I just wanna live with no regret. Golden sunlight, the soldier's young mind. This morning gunfights and running for one time. I love the night, but I prefer the dawn. When the city yawns, have no pity on me. Walk along before I pass the torch. Craft the future in my fragile palm. The hand is down, you are the last resort. And through you, I live on.
When I look into your eyes, I see the
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.